in control of the universe and only lets evil go so far. I'm about to leave this studio, go down to the podcasting studio, and interview a very interesting fellow, Myron Gaines. You don't want to miss that. Got a bunch of big topics we haven't hit and breaking news we're going to get to with him. But, Jesse, I want to give you the floor in the last 5 minutes just to hit any other points, because I don't interrupt a lot because you're so smart. It all just triggers me. Everything you're saying, you know, is just dead on. When I met you, I already knew who you were. I was like, God, this guy knows what he's talking about. You got to come over like a two-hour commercial free soon here. You said all your exhibits, and I can't wait to get you in town. But in 4 minutes we got left, you got the floor.
Well, you know, my work has been to help those who are suffering with this HA phenomenon, Havana syndrome phenomenon, and they truly are. They're being attacked 24/7, 365 days a year. Because of our efforts and platforms like yours, Alex, and Sean Johnson, and all of those other platforms who have allowed me to have a voice, to allow the millions of people that are out there following our work and who we represent, this has been an honor. And more whistleblowers continue to come through and forward. We have another MI6, former MI6 agent who is about to come forward, and he was friends with one of the scientists, who there's a phenomenon where there's been about 13 scientists so far who have disappeared, suicided themselves, or they don't know what has happened to them. They're just missing. But this particular scientist, her name was Amy Eckridge, and she was complaining about suffering from this directed energy weapon, Havana syndrome issue. And she was on video saying, I am not suicidal. I do not want to kill myself. And made sure that the world knew about it. So she went to the extent of videotaping herself and putting it out there. And then 4 hours later, she was found with a gunshot wound to the head. And they claim it was suicide. I know these types of things.
And didn't she also get hit with a directed energy weapon?
Yes, she was complaining about being hit with deuce. And so we're right now working on coordinating that interview. And, I'll be sure to make sure that we show our first viewing on your show, your platform, Alex, because you have been such a supporter, you and Sean. And we really appreciate you. And I guarantee you, you are a voice for all of those victims out there who are suffering from this and that have no help because our federal government will not represent them. And this is why I say every
man. Well, listen, to interrupt you. I've interviewed people like, what was his name? He was a certified Iran-Contra CIA guy, testified in Congress. He's still around every like 5 years. One, he was exposing him in like the early 90s. In his house, they blew him out of his bed with the directed energy, blew his arm out of socket, fried. He got all welts all over him. And then they told him, do it again. We're going to hit with full power. But they had this a long time.
Yes. Well, that's what Rafe talks about. He says in the